Hello, listeners. Welcome to Chronically Low Competence, an audio-only Let's Play podcast. I'm your host, Dan. Last time, we arrived in a brand new area, so of course we have to check that out, and then get sidetracked by a side quest, obviously. So let's dive right in. We have a button or something. It looks explosive. I can't shoot it. Oh, I pushed it. I just hadn't jumped on top of it, but I pushed it and a bunch of rocks blew off of a much larger button. Okay. You'll need a lot more height to press this button, the tooltip says. So I'm going to guess, yeah, I see some platforms floating in the air above it. So I'm going to have to get up there and like dive bomb down on it. There's another pool area, which also has a button underwater and some like water slides. So I bet I have to ride the water slides down for those. Oh, there's some trampoline style things here. That's cool. Not close enough that I would be able to do the big button though. A place to unlock a pistol. I definitely want that in case I need weaponry. That's good. There is it's an air pump for inflatables. Maybe some other kind of gas can be used, it says. And then it connects to like a inflatable, like an inflatable raft kind of thing. Huh. Which I can bounce on, but that's not remarkably helpful. Keep my eyes open for kinds of gas, I guess. Oh, there's a dumbbell here, like in that other house. And there's three pressure plates underwater. So I bet I need to find two more of these and I can put them on these plates. That's cool. I can swim when I don't have a gun or anything. Yep, here's another dumbbell. So we'll go put that underwater too. I like how the water changes a little when it's underwater. I like how the music changes a little bit when it's underwater. That's cool. Okay, third dumbbell. And third button. Didn't do anything with the big red light under here. Oh, there's a fourth. There's a fourth pressure plate here. What if I stand on it? Yep, that drains the water down enough to press the button. If I could get enough height to press the button. There's a stairwell here. Looks like it goes up. It's like a stairwell next to a water slide. So if I come up here, oh, it's a diving board, actually. It wasn't a water slide, it was a diving board. I bet I can jump off of this. There's probably even a way to get some height off of it. Hard to tell. But I bet I can jump off of this and hit the button. Yep. Hit that button hard enough to... Oh, okay. So that big central pillar that I mentioned, right? It looks like the same technology as the bad guy stuff. So it's clearly kind of my next big destination. It has a door on it with five red lights. One of the lights just turned blue when I hit that big button. So I'm looking for five buttons. Well, four more buttons. There's a bunch of rocks here in the shape of a target. Ooh, save point. Definitely want to save. So there's a bunch of rocks here in the shape of a target. I need some sort of explosive, perhaps. Another guy taking pictures. Fine. Do your thing, dude. All right. Give me acorns. Cool. Guess that'll work. And what is this? We've got what looks like a bouncy castle or something over the water. Has acorns in the water and a big switch here next to a group of agents who are surrounding something I can get a weapon or car or something out of. So I'm clearly going to need to clear them out at some point. For right now, let's grab these acorns in the water. And then I don't know how I'm supposed to get enough height to push all of these buttons. Maybe I can climb up the water slides. It doesn't feel right though. It feels like I should come at those from above somehow. Yeah, there's like a set of floating platforms coming off of that tower that I think I'd have to work my way to get to the right water slide to push a button. That's what it looks like to me. These rocks, traditionally, I've needed explosives to deal with. Maybe there are some explosives around here somewhere. Oh, there's another set of rocks in the corner here, and an explosive to go with it. So we'll do that one. What? Why didn't that go off? Bro? There. Okay, there we go. This opened up, another photo filter. For 150 acorns, I can get a clown filter. I don't want a clown filter. Even if it's free, I don't want it. So I'm gonna skip that. Instead, let's see. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna check that area for another explosive. Because if I had known what that was gonna be, I would have used that explosive on the target-shaped rocks. But maybe there's a second explosive in here. Yep, there was. Haha. Excellent. Let's use this on the target-shaped one. And boom. Yep, that worked. What do we got? We have a small pool. Why is there a pool here? And I can't sink into it. And there's a golden acorn I can see floating in it somewhere. So what I need is something heavy so that I can fall down instead of floating at the top. So let's see, there's a brick here. Is that good enough? Yes, brick is good enough. Rocky smashing squirrel. And I'm falling down through the golden acorn into an underwater chamber filled with jellyfish. And a giant anchor hovering over one of those big buttons. There is a ship's wheel down here. And is this a chest? Looks like a chest. Oh, there's some helium tanks down here. And a gun and a diving suit. Diving suit? Give me diving suit. The diving suit lets you control your buoyancy. Hold the jump button to float and release it to sink. Yes, okay. And a gun. I'll take the gun too. So with the gun and being able to swim, I wonder, do I just shoot? Yep, okay. There's like some rocks holding the anchor up. So I'm just gonna shoot those. Oh, there's even a spot to reload. That's handy. Anyway, I'm going to shoot those rocks. And then presumably this anchor is going to fall. Did that do it? Yep, that did it. The anchor is going to fall and hit that button for me. Nice. 2 out of 5. I definitely am going to want these helium tanks. Oh, there's a golden acorn here too. Sweet. Anchor management is the title of that golden acorn. These jellyfish are in a weird configuration. I can like bounce on them and they change colors. They flip between gold and purple. Do I need to like turn them all a certain color? God, I hope not. There's a ton of these things. That would take forever. I guess there's only one way to find out. I was worried initially that these jellyfish would hurt me, but that doesn't seem to be the case. So that's good. This, trying to do this without the diving suit feels impossible. So I'm glad I got that first. Okay, don't. I'm trying to turn them all gold. I don't know if I said that. Maybe I already said that. If I did, sorry. Two left. Yep. Look at that. Gamer instincts. Turn all the gold, jellyfish gold, unlock a golden acorn. That is how you do it, folks. Jelly jumping was the name of that golden acorn. Now, there are three containers of helium here. I had that hint about plugging in other gases to the bouncy stuff, so let's take one of these up with me and we're gonna give that a shot. Man, thank God for the diving suit. That makes all the difference in the world when it comes to the water areas. Now, where was that spot? Okay, so I got to one of those gas intake things, and it says try a helium tank of the same color. This helium tank is purple. The machine was green. Oh, I found another machine. This one's blue. Try a helium tank of the same color. Shit. I think all the helium tanks in that room were purple. I think. Actually, not totally sure. I guess I'm gonna have to go all the way back down there. Check it out. So, bear with me. Down we go. Yep. All the helium tanks are yellow and purple, so there must be a purple one of those machines somewhere, and also two other helium tanks, at least. That is an overly complicated puzzle. Oh, you know what? So the green machine goes to a bunch of green colored inflatables. There's a set of purple colored inflatables. So maybe there is a machine for those purple inflatables. Let's go grab my purple helium. And we'll head over to the purple inflatables. Yeah, there's the machine for pumping in a mob. It's right by a bunch of agents, but maybe they won't notice me. Yep, okay. I was able to plug the helium in, and now, oh, all those inflatables are floating away. Huh. So I definitely unlocked something. How useful it is remains to be seen. I think probably what I'll need to do is do all that to unlock paths between some of the floating walkways that are higher up that I can use to get to some of these big switches. That's my guess. In the meantime, I guess we keep exploring. Man, there are a lot of agents just clustered up around something over here. Something unlockable. I don't have the weaponry to handle them right now, unfortunately. I don't know why the music just changed. Why did the music change? There is a set of lights that I can touch to turn blue. They're all red, now they turn blue. They're in a path, and they turn back red as I kept going. So I think that probably this is meant to be... some of them are on a wall. there's a ramp on the wall. I bet this is a car. This is a car puzzle, I think. Can I get to it with a car? I can. Okay, yeah, that's definitely a car puzzle. Let's see. Can I call a car here? I can. Nice. Well, let's give it a try. I have significant doubts about my ability to do this because it's gonna be tricky. I missed one. I got all but one. God damn it. Okay. Try this again. Nope, missed one. Shit, I missed the very first one. There's a golden hatch here too, by the way, which says 65 golden acorns on it. And if I do that, the tooltip says it'll take me to a challenge arena. Don't expect me to do that. Just forewarning you. Hey, got them all. What do we get? Okay, that drains the water and gives me a golden acorn for a specific area, which I also see a big ramp in. So I think that's probably another car challenge. Let's see. Just in the pool. There we go. Okay. Whatever. Ditch the car for a second. Let's grab that acorn. Tower Reservoir. Golden acorn collected. And then... oh boy, I am clearly going to have to deal with the agents because there's a whole cluster of them right here, too. I need weaponry. Oh, what's this? Oh, there's a tube here that says return to Tough Streets, which was the initial area that I was in. I have 31 acorns. I could go unlock that special weapon. We're going to do that. I can always come back here with the boat. This, by the way, this tube is a water slide. Oh, there was a golden acorn in here. Man, I'm really glad I decided to do this. This must be that tube that was by the pool. Yep, just came flying out of it. I am right by the electrified pool. Nicely done. Nice design, game. All right, let's get that car and let's go find that gold hatch. Found it. Gold hatch. Here we are. 28 golden acorns, 200 regular acorns. I have 32 golden acorns and plenty of regular acorns. Let's see what we get here. So the gold hatch opens. It like spins up. It's actually an acorn. That was the top of an acorn. And then I hop in. The door closes. It goes down into the ground. Oh, man. Another good song. Relativity Bunker, it says this is. It's like just completely white walls with black outlines. I change out of the diver suit for this just because I feel like I need to be, you know, in top shape. And I also don't think there will be water in here. White walls with black trim. There are umbrellas over lava, and I can see some kind of weapon that I've never seen before on the other side. So we're gonna bounce across. There's a reload spot, and then the weapon itself on a pedestal. What are you? Oh, it's like a laser gun. You found an experimental gravity gun. Now more can be bought around the neighborhood. What? Okay, it has 3 shots. It fires like... so if I just tap it, it just fires a like pulse right in front of me. It kind of knocks me back. What? What is this gun? Okay, so it fires like a shockwave right in front of me, which pushes me back, okay? And that does not consume ammo. I can do that as much as I want. If I jump and hold, I like float slightly off the ground and there's a weird gravity effect beneath me. Then when I release, it bounces me into the air. That consumes a round. And then if I aim and hold, then a crazy black void appears in the air. I don't know, maybe 6 feet in front of me. And when I release, that fires off a shockwave. And that also uses up ammo. What a weird gun. There's a path behind here. Hold, oh, it's gonna teach me how to use it. Hold left to attract loose objects, release to launch them forward. So, okay. If I run that void into just loose items and then release, it like fires them in the direction I was pointing. So I can, it's like a half-life gravity gun, actually. I can use it to pick up items and then fire them in directions. Interesting. I did not expect this from this game, honestly. Like, I thought it was all going to be just regular handguns or whatever. Oh, I ran out of ammo. Hang on. But this is something totally different. Oops. Shoot. I missed. And then I bet that just single fire mode, does that just push stuff around? It doesn't. That's interesting. Without holding it, it doesn't actually move items. I mean, it does if you are right next to them a little, but it's not the same kind of deal at all. Interesting. Okay. I have hit all of the... There were lights on all the walls that I was supposed to hit, so I've hit all the lights with items. Ooh, there's a guy. We'll find out. Oh, there's like a bunch of guys. The gravity gun can grab one human at a time and launch them. That's hilarious. I can throw these guys at their friends. That's pretty great. I just knocked all those guys into lava. Oh, that opens up a bridge, too. There's a golden acorn up at the top. How could I get that? Oh, there's a umbrella here to bounce on. That's not going to get me high enough. Could I... Oh, I see. Interesting. Okay. So there's a walkway that I could potentially get to. It's going to be a little tricky with this gun. This gun is weird. You don't just, if I jump and just fire it right away, it doesn't actually bounce me. So I need to charge it and then bounce. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's give it a shot. This is going to be over lava, by the way. Oh, wait, there's a normal gun here. Normal gun might be easier to deal with. But it might... They might have designed it so you have to use this. All right, here we go. I didn't quite make it. I was close, though. I was very close. That's totally doable. I hope I don't have to redo this whole bunker now. Nope, just that room. Sweet. And actually, all the guys are already dead. So this won't be too bad. Yeah. In fact, it's actually really easy with this gun because something I didn't realize is while it charges, it holds you at the same altitude. So you get like kind of a little drift, a little float, kind of like, say, Peach in Mario 2. So this is not going to be too tough. Got it. Hanging high in the lava room. Huh. That was the second golden acorn of this area. I must have missed one earlier. Oh, now it's teaching me about this. Hold space in midair to fall slowly with repulsion force. Release to launch upward. That is pretty cool. It's definitely a better double jump than any of the other guns we've run into so far. Oh, no, no. Shit. Okay. I did not see what was going on there. All right. Hallway, lava floor, umbrella in the middle. You have to float out too. Okay. And then there's a pane of glass just after the umbrella that you would need to like pop up behind to get. I think it's doable. I think it's tricky, but I think it's doable. I was wrong. It wasn't just floating behind the glass. There was a platform that it's sitting on top of. So there must be another way to access it. God damn it. Okay. Try this again. Oh, yep. Here they are. Platforms. Oh. Wow, I fucked that up. Just straight in the lava. Just jumped right in. Like, why wouldn't you? Another shot. Okay, so I guess I need the bump to get up to the first platform and the second platform. And then over to the third one. There. All right, golden acorn behind the frosty glass. And then one more to get down. Up. Okay, now they're making it more tricky. I've got a lava floor, I've got an umbrella that I don't think I can get to just from a normal jump, and it's behind a pane of frosty glass, so I'll need to like let myself fall a little bit, drift, and then pop back up. Here we go. Pop. Bounce up to another umbrella, which I then bounce to another umbrella. And there's another one here. That wasn't actually too bad. And a platform. And then across. Ooh, we've got an agent here, but I've also got some oxygen tanks that I can collect. Hey, buddies, guess what? Foo! It's interesting. I can't tell how much damage this gravity gun does. It doesn't seem like it's a lot. Oh, because I should be throwing them off the side. That's why. Because it doesn't matter how much life bar they have if they just fall in the lava. Got it. I understand. There is. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, looks like 6 lights that I'll need to hit with items. That's fine. There's also a suspicious trail of acorns. Oh, looks like I need to hit the buttons with something bigger than the air tanks. Can I hit them with people? Let's try hitting them with people. Yep, that works. Okay, so I'll just have to use all of these corpses to hit these buttons. And then also follow this suspicious trail of acorns that I think probably lead to a golden acorn. All right, one more button. Boom. Well, that didn't work. There must be, maybe it's not a golden acorn down there. Maybe it's another button. Let's grab a person and we're gonna, whoops. We're gonna fuck up our aiming. There we go. Jump down. Oh, it's actually both. There is a lava floor that I ran into. Anyway, there was a lava floor and a button. Oh, okay, cool. I thought I'd have to deal with the agents again, but I did not. Cool. So, that being the case, I'm going to need a human down. Nope. I just straight threw her into the lava. Anyway, I'm going to need a human down here. Oh, trying to get that acorn. Got it. Bottom bunk bridge. Now, I need a human down here. Which I'm out of ammo, so let's reload. Grab a human. All right. Fall down. Bounce. Yes. Okay, good, 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 good. Aim. And throw. There we go. Open the door. How do I get... Oh, I see. Then I go back the way I came. Umbrella. Oh, nope. I fall in the lava instead. That also will get me up to the top. Totally valid strategy. All right, let's get through this door. I really didn't expect a sophisticated weapon like this, like a sophisticated, unusual weapon like this, and an entire tutorial, like, playground for it. It's very interesting. All right, enter another room. There's a bunch of, like, shanty stuff on the wall, like, metal corrugated metal that's all hammered onto the wall with boards. I don't know why this is here. There's a pole that I can climb, so I guess we'll do that up to a platform. Oh, I guess that's the exit. So I think I missed two golden acorns in there. If we ever end up needing a whole lot of acorns, I can always come back to that. But more excitingly, we've unlocked that special weapon. That's pretty cool. Let's see. What is this? Oh, this is an unlock spot for it. It costs 100 acorns. Okay, sure. No. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I already did. All right, well, there's two humans here. Maybe they'll take pictures and give me acorns. In fact, let me put on an outfit for them. Do the little diving suit. There you go. The diving suit has a like a bell helmet on it. That's cute. Charming game. Very charming. All right, take your picture. Give me your acorns. Yeah, there we go. That is how our transaction works. Okay, back to the water slide area, which I need a car for. Here we go. Sick jump, sick jump. You can get little acorns for doing cool jumps off the ramps. That's fun. If I do a spin while I jump. All right, and then we've got the boat here. So let's grab the boat. I didn't expect to have to shoot all these guys on the way through here again. But I guess I do. Oh, hey. For doing it this time, I don't know what's different this time, but for doing it this time, I got a golden acorn. Huh. Well, cool. All right, I'll take that. Gold agents in the waterway. Maybe I needed to kill all the gold agents and I didn't the first time because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. That's probably it. Oh, there was a... Oh no, I already unlocked that. Okay, never mind. False alarm. Okay, so we've got 8 agents surrounding something on this side and another 8 surrounding something over on the other side. I wonder... Oh, there's something unlockable here, too. Oh, there's a gravity gun spot here. Well, that one I will unlock as well, because that will be very useful for taking out the other guys. Would I rather use the gravity gun or the SMG to try and take this out? Well, I think first what I want to do is save, because there's a save spot over here somewhere. And then we'll take a run at those guys with, I think, an S. Oh, what the fuck? I left this area. Now those purple things aren't floating anymore. That's annoying. I do see the helium tank is sitting right next to where it needs to be, though. So at least I don't have to go get another one. But not ideal. Okay, now that we've saved, let's take a run at some agents and see how it goes. Be on guard. Rocket launcher agents are very dangerous. Those are the guys in purple. They have rocket launchers, apparently. Well, let's finish it. There's one on the ground. Let's take him out. Oh, there's another one on the ground as well. Oh, knocked the second one. Take him out. I'm just headshotting a bunch of them in focus mode, trying to get them to knock so that I can, yes, there we go, do some finishers. Hopefully this is enough. See, the nice thing about the finishers is it unlocks or it gives you ammo refills. Oh shit, bullets will pierce inflatables, take care when using guns. So I guess I could potentially pick up some of these platforms that I need for the future by firing indiscriminately. Well, I'm not going to worry about that right now, but I am a little bit worried about it in general. Okay, I've taken out all the guys on the ground, and there's a case here. It's an outfit case that needs 30 gold acorns. I opened it up. Red. I'm a red squirrel, like a British red squirrel with the long ears. It's so cute. Yeah, we're going to keep that one on for a while. Now, it looks like I didn't even have to deal with the guys up on the top, because they just are sitting up there. I don't even see a way to get to them. So, come. Well, what do I care? Let's go try our hand at the other cluster of agents, because that went better than I thought it would, honestly. Looks like it's the same kind of situation. I don't see any reason to mess with the ones up top, so we just need to focus on the ones on the bottom. Here we go. Pop up. Hey, gents. Take down on your rocket launcher guy. Focus mode up, and then I want to shoot this Uzi guy. Yep, take him down. Rocket launcher guy gets back up. Focus mode. Shoot him. Whoa. So one of the rockets, I guess, went off and knocked down that whole construction, and they all fell down here. Unfortunately, they are not dead, but I did get a rocket launcher. Yeah, you guys are in trouble now. Boom. Donk. Who's still alive? Any of you still alive? There is one still alive. There we go. Knocked him, and grabbed a handgun off of one of the other guys from the ground. That is pretty cool that now I have access to rocket launchers. The rocket launcher had only one round in it, by the way, which makes a lot of sense, and just did a big explosion. Took out all of the remaining ones, basically. So, what was down here? Another golden acorn unlockable outfit. We got Pompadour. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I am a red squirrel with a pompadour. That is pretty perfect. Is there... there is a photo mode. Okay, I gotta get out of this diving suit. I think the watch maybe works with the pompadour the best. What do you guys think? Yeah. Okay. Photo mode, control camera. Oh, wow. You can roll the camera, you can zoom it in and out, you can move it around, you can turn it. Oh my god. The photo mode controls are wild. Oh, down? Okay. Oh, shoot. I'm on the wrong side. I can't actually see my squirrel. Oh, and his back's to the sun. God damn it. Okay, hang on. We are going to get a good picture of this squirrel, because this needs to go on my blue sky. There's no question. Okay. We're gonna do there. Okay. Photo mode. Control camera. We are going to tilt down, go down, zoom in. I can't really see the watch here because I'm in the grass. That's annoying. Where would be a good spot for a picture? This might work. Okay. Photo mode. We're gonna pivot around and down and zoom out a little. Yeah, there we go. That's a picture. Okay, space. Cool. Oh, crazy. You can like focus. Wild. You know what? Pretty good photo mode. I'm not generally a photo mode kind of person, but that's pretty sweet. There's a place to... Oh, shit, I need the diver outfit. Hang on. Diver outfit, there we go. Got my diver outfit and my pompadour. Okay, so I need 30 gold and 100 regular to unlock rocket launchers, just being grabbable in this area. So clearly we're going to have to stop and gather 100 acorns. So I'll catch up with you in a minute. Okay, we've got 101 acorns. That's exactly what I needed. So let's get a fucking rocket launcher. This is ridiculous. Gotta drop my pistol first. There we go. Rocket launcher. Boom. That's pretty cool. And then, because they just have one round and there's a generator here, you just throw it away. You just throw your rocket launcher away and grab a fresh one. This game's silly. It's extremely silly, as you just heard. I really liked the gravity gun section. That ended up being one of the most inventive and fun challenges in the whole game. I wish they had pushed that side of it a little further with maybe some other crazy sci-fi weapons or something. But hey, that gives them room to grow in the next one. For our next episode, we're going to be back on track next time. It's time to knock out most of the water park area. So come on back and listen for that. Thanks.